This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. Number one story yesterday on ESPN, and this was at the 6 o'clock Sports Center, which is their prime sports center, was the Houston Rockets. There was a report that came out that every member of the Houston Rockets can be had via trade, this courtesy of a Woj bomb. And as soon as that came out, you and I reacted and said, well, no kidding. Of course, everybody can be available. That's not really news. Mm-hmm. James Harden, of course, they said probably not. This according to Woj. But I want to go back as we discuss this and we discuss the Rockets potentially blowing things up. I want to go back to Tillman Fertitta after the season ended and just listen to what the new owner of your Houston Rockets, I say new, he's owned them for 2 years, but what Tillman Fertitta had to say about the Houston Rockets after they went down.
Well, you know, I'm a fighter, and that's my culture. And I think the longer that I own this team, they're going to pick up more. My culture is that we had them. We should have stepped on their throat the other night and cut their throat, okay? It's not let's make a few shots and win. It's step on their throat and let's take it back to Houston and end it in six. And we'll pick up a few Tillmanisms along the way in the next few years.
Let me say this. It's easy for the owner to say that, and it's easy to sit in the stands with your nice designer suit, running your billion-dollar, you know, industries and stuff and say that. But your actions, Tillman Fertitta's actions last year, do not show that he's really a fighter and show right. That he really left it all on the court and that he put his team in the best position to win. And let me just give you some of those actions. He got below the luxury tax and made Daryl Morey do it for him. He traded Brandon Knight in a first-round pick for Iman Shumpert. He traded Ennis to the Sixers just to swap second-round picks, not even get a second-round pick, just for the right to swap second-round picks, which is just a few spots. He traded Michael Carter-Williams and Carmelo Anthony with cash. He didn't use his mid-level exception. He came out at the beginning of the season and said avoiding the repeater tax was a goal, and then later on after this said that it was never a goal to avoid the repeater tax. This stuff is public record that you can look up. He came out and said that despite the fact it was very obvious that Morey was told to get below the luxury tax, that it was just a fluke. That's a lie right there. So it's one thing to sit there and talk the good game if you're Tillman Fertitta, but your actions, and especially when you compare it to the other actions of NBA executives, NBA owners who spend such money, your actions don't say that you're really a fighter. Your actions say that you're running your basketball team like a business. Yeah. You're running your basketball team. You're running the Houston Rockets, who were a game away from making the NBA Finals last year before Chris Paul went down. You're running the Houston Rockets like Saltgrass Steakhouse. You're running the Houston Rockets like Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. You're running the Houston Rockets like one of your other Landry's restaurants. So don't sit there and try to call out Daryl Morey, Mike D'Antoni, and the players that you're paying and talk about what a fighter you are, because I've never once seen an owner this close to winning a championship not use his mid-level exception. Yeah. So if you want to run it like Saltgrass Steakhouse, I love Saltgrass. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and bring me a side of honey bread and some of that wheat stuff. And by the way, I'll take a salad with that great homemade ranch you got. And by the way, when you bring my steak out, let me get some of that nice steakhouse. And yes, ma'am, I would like some crushed pepper. That's fine. If you want to run it like Saltgrass Steakhouse and go ahead and earn some money, go right ahead. But don't sit there and insult my intelligence and say that getting out of the luxury tax was a fluke. Don't sit there in 1 second say that you wanted to avoid the repeater tax and then months later say that you didn't when your actions show that. Don't lie to my face and insult my intelligence. And don't call out a guy like Mike D'Antoni, who's been coaching basketball for over half a century, who's forgotten more basketball than you'll ever know. Don't call out James Harden, who, by the way, is the best player in the NBA. And don't call out Daryl Morey, who has more skins on the wall in basketball, and say that you're a fighter. Because the owner's role to put them in the best position to fight was not completed last year. So don't go out there and talk out of both ends of your mouth. You can run it like a business and you can win the bottom line and you can look at the annual, you can look at the annual profits and you can say, thank goodness, you know, we're above the line and I made money. But don't sit here and tell me you're a fighter. I've seen NBA owners fight. You didn't fight. You handcuffed your GM. You handcuffed your coach. And there's a reason why there's a triple threat match right now between Mike D'Antoni, Tillman Fertitta, and Daryl Morey. Don't lie to me.
Well, and the other part to that, that was a quality rant, by the way. That was one of your best. And I agree with wholeheartedly with the majority of it. But the other part of that is legacies are going to change this year. That includes Tillman Fertitta. Because as you just said, there's a growing frustration. You voiced it. A lot of other people are voicing it, or at least questioning, is he going to turn this into a Landry's show? Is there going to be a Ferris wheel outside of Toyota Center? You know, are they going to have, like you said, you know, honey butter, you know, as a snack? And is it going to be a Landry's, you know, enterprise, not a professional basketball organization trying to win a championship? That's Tillman's legacy that could change beginning this year. Daryl Morey, I've talked about that at length. You know, his legacy is going to change. Lots of all-stars, lots of superstars, lots of Hall of Famers, no titles. Is that going to start to change? And also his nurturing, if you will, or at least recruiting of media is really getting under people's skin because, you know, he's trying to control narratives and storylines. His legacy is going to change. And Mike D'Antoni, and you touched on something that's very, very important. Mike D'Antoni is an extremely, extremely successful basketball coach. To the brink of the NBA championship a couple times, or at least to play for it. Had the best offense in the NBA last year. And now you're going to try to push him out? For what? Tyronn Lue? Are you going to push out Mike D'Antoni for Tyronn Lue? Yes, exactly. And you're throwing Mike D'Antoni under the bus, either the owner or the general manager or both, saying, well, you know, he's 69 years old and we don't know how much more he wants to coach.
That pissed me off.
Yeah.
That
he said how much more he wants to coach.
That pissed me off.
No, he didn't hint. He didn't try to, you know, plant a story. He actually said the words of how long he wants to coach. And you're saying, well, I don't know, he's 69, you know. Come on, man.
That pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because for Tillman Fertitta to come out and say he doesn't know what Mike D'Antoni wants to do and Mike D'Antoni doesn't know what he wants to do, it's not a coincidence that now all of a sudden you're getting these reports that Mike D'Antoni wants to coach for a while. That was I don't even think that should be legal to come out and say Mike D'Antoni's age. He's 69 years old. Because now every article that comes out has Mike D'Antoni's age. Yeah. I thought that was messed up of Tillman Fertitta to come out there and say he didn't know that. Because Mike D'Antoni, we listen to Mike D'Antoni all the time. We see Mike D'Antoni interviews all the time. Mike D'Antoni's made it clear. His brother's freaking damn near 90, and he's he's the coach at Marshall, and he just signed a three-year extension. His older brother just signed a three-year extension. And you know Mike D'Antoni wants to coach. So to come out there and put out his name and say, you don't know, when, oh, by the way, if you were the one who picked up his option a while ago.
Yeah.
It's just not a very healthy – It's not a stable relationship. And like I said earlier, a lot of times when crap is flowing, you can at least find the direction in which crap is flowing and it's at least going through the same tube. This is the worst plumbing that you can possibly have because there's crap flowing from Tillman Fertitta to Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah.
There's crap flowing from Tillman Fertitta to Daryl Morey. There's crap flowing from Daryl Morey to Mike D'Antoni. It's just a bunch of crap. And that's all I'm hearing. But just don't insult my intelligence and sit there and lie to me and say that you're a fighter and all this because you handcuffed one of the most creative GMs in sports last year. You made him get below the luxury tax and now you're handcuffing him by A, not letting him hire his own coach and B, allowing him to not allow that coach to hire his own assistants. It's an absolute disaster. The Rockets, I guess you could say the good news is that as the NBA finals are beginning, the Rockets were the number one story yesterday in the NBA, not just in the NBA, but in all of sports. So I guess at least you're making some news, but they're not functioning like a championship organization. And, oh, by the way, the Chris Paul, James Harden thing, I think that's just beginning as well. Me personally, with all this said, John Lopez, and I think the reason that Mike D'Antoni wouldn't mind coming back as a lame duck coach, they're still really not, and I know we've poked fun at it, they're still really not that far off from competing near the top, especially if KD does leave and the Warriors have to function without KD for an entire season, which is why I wouldn't just make trades to make trades. I would be very, very careful of that. If you do have to run it back, go ahead and run it back. But if you want to change something, and Tillman Fertitta said changes are coming, how about you don't be cheap and you let Daryl Morey use his mid-level exception and you actually pay the luxury tax, which a lot of teams in the NBA do pay, and a lot of them are played further went further along than you did. So if you want to change things, don't make too many significant changes just to do it.
They're going to change things.
Let Daryl Morey use that mid-level exception. Take the handcuffs off, Tillman.
At this point, Daryl Morey is not in the business of running it back. Running it back hasn't worked. And I don't care if KD is there or not. We still don't know how – and I've said this before, but how other teams are going to stack up. And plus, they know what they saw. I mean, Chris Paul is a deteriorating player. Still at plays at extremely high level, but deteriorating. You're not going to get there with this group. And also, beyond that, he's already put it out there. Now, that wasn't – Woj didn't get that from anyone other than Daryl Morey about everybody's on the block, you know, including James Harden, which is total bullcrap. James Harden is safe. Don't worry about James Harden. But – that does not include Chris Paul. Daryl Morey fed him that story, as he feeds him a lot of stories, and that is so it's already out there. So it's going to happen. They're gonna make a bold move here. I don't know if they're gonna be able to. That's $125 million somebody's gonna have to swallow up.
It's hard to imagine that you can get better
for an aging, deteriorating player.
It's hard to imagine, but apparently the Rockets are going to try. And Daryl Morey's been known to pull a rabbit out the hat. Just hopefully
Kawhi.
I don't know about all that. That would be awesome though. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, Daryl Morey is able to function without the handcuffs from his owner, and hopefully the owner becomes a little bit better at owning a ball club than he's been 1 year in. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. Gerald McCoy's making another visit today. We thought he was done with the Browns and Ravens. He's making another visit. Is he coming to Houston? We'll let you know next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.